Welcome to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on this wonderful December Saturday morning. Mike McFeely with you until the top of the hour, noon o'clock. Joined for most, if not all, of the program today. We'll see how long we can keep him on the air until he has to go run and take care of some of his clients. Is Jeff Katzer, our great friend from Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. His appearances every week on this program brought to us by, of course, our good friends at Warrior Boats in Melrose, Minnesota. You can find Warrior Boats nearby in both Moorhead at Kovash Marine and in Devil's Lake at, wait for it, Woodland Marine at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Hello, Jeff Katzer. How are you?
I didn't know if you wanted me to say Woodland Marine, but you did a good job.
No, I said wait for it. That's the dramatic pause. See, I've learned these radio tips. I've been in the business now for 3 or 4 years, and sometimes you have to build suspense by saying, brought to you by Warrior Boats of Melrose, Minnesota. See that?
I was on edge. I was on edge the whole time.
You had no idea it was coming, did you? Just none.
No, it's been 2 years for me doing this little radio thing, and I tell you what, I think I learn every time we're on together, I learn something.
Really?
Yeah, wait for it.
That's something.
There it is.
There it is. Don't swear. That's the first thing that they tell you. Don't swear. Anytime you're near a microphone of any kind, don't swear.
Right. Even if one slips out, try not to.
That's right. And the only time you can fix yourself, it's a 7-second delay. We don't need to tell people about that, but there's a 7-second delay. So in case you do start dropping an S or an F or whatever, we can just hit the button and just edit that baby right out.
Well, good to know. Now I feel a lot more comfortable being on the air.
I'm sure you do. Hey, let's just get the general rundown right now, Jeffrey, in our first segment here. What's been happening at Devil's Lake? What's going on? Fishing is pretty darn good, I think.
Yeah, you know, and fishing all around has been pretty good. Walleyes have been a little bit lethargic, shall we say. The perch started off, again, epically. They had 450 perch last Saturday, came through five houses of ours. A lot of them were some dandies. Actually, it was pretty neat. I was at the Wausau Ice Show, and those guys are from Wausau, and they had a comment. They left on Friday from the resort here and came right to see me and sat in our booth and said what a wonderful time they had. So that was pretty cool.
Fantastic. They like you in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Yeah, that's about the only place. And then
you don't hear me arguing. You didn't hear me argue.
No,
that was not a dramatic pause. That was not a dramatic pause.
None of that. Do you do this to Clay too? I mean, really?
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, he does it to me, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
You know what? You should have me and him on together. We double team you and really pause you.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be epic. I would love that. Be the greatest hour of radio or 3 hours of radio ever.
We'd all three lose our jobs after we were done, but it sure would be fun.
It'd be a good time, though, yep.
But, hey, our northern pike seem to have gotten a little fatter over the summer. We've really gotten some dandies between the 5 and 10 pound range. I'd say they're averaging 6-7 pounds. Really some chunkers. The spearing, I don't think we're going to do it this year. The water is just too stained, turbid, whatever you want to call it. We had one speared out of three houses in a couple of days, but if the guys that are running tip-ups are running their buns off, they're constantly running. So that's really, really cool. The ice is, for the most part, pretty doggone safe. We're driving all sorts of vehicles from one tons to geos all over the place. The snow, you know, if you come out on the ice, it's a good thing to bring a tow rope or a tow strap and a couple of shovels. Because I've been pulling a lot of people out of some of the drifts that they think they can bonsai through. I got my big old Ford F-250 three-quarter tunnel. We can get through it. And my little Geo ends up pulling them out. So, yeah.
Funny how that works.
I wish I could have someone shoot a little video for that. So I'd rather be driving my Geo than pulling my Ford.
What happened with the big pressure ridge, Jeff? You sent me some pictures last week, I think, actually when you were in Wisconsin or on your way to Wisconsin, of the big pressure ridge. Was it between Military Point and Rocky Point? Is that what it was? And
yeah.
What happened with that?
Yeah, I went all the way down south along the towers too. I haven't played around with it. We still have two stranded ice houses on the other side of it. We're going to try trucking around with it actually today a little bit. We feel after a week of sitting, we should be able to try to get our houses back. It is still there, very visible. So when you guys are going out, say you go out of the resort and you head south along Creel Bay and you'll see the pressure ridge, please, by all means, don't go by it until you hear me saying it's great. It was nice and warm last week. You know, Monday was like 29 or 30 was like summer. You know, and Tuesday was, you know, upper teens, low 20s too. So I don't feel it's really gotten enough ice for me to be driving on. But we're going to check it out today. And I'll be posting stuff on our Facebook at Woodland too, just to make sure nobody, you know, gets in any kind of danger. You can always check conditions by coming in here. We are not plowing any roads because if you have four-wheel drive and you use your head, you can get through with no problem. You know, we start plowing the roads and you've seen it. You get all these big windrows and then the snow collects and then the cracks start and the water comes. So I'm going to try not to be doing too much of that. We do have some roads that we're starting to stake so everybody can find their way back with reflectors and things like that. So in a wrap of the ice conditions, we're sitting on 16 to 18 inches of ice. It's pretty good ice. When you see a pressure ridge, just stay away from it. There's the one doozy, and that's the only one I know right now. There are some small slush pockets where the shanty towns have been. You aren't going to fall through. Just don't stop and look at it. Just keep going. It's just water on top of the ice. Fishing has been pretty good all the way around, and what they're using, again, sound like a broken record, small gold buckshots. The 16th ounce with just a minnow head or tipped with a wax worm has been great. The green, they have these new, I don't know if you've seen them, Michael, the UV-colored buckshots.
I have not seen those, no.
Yeah, they're pretty pretty nice. The pink ones are absolutely awesome. We don't even have any in stock.
Huh.
So they just bought them out like crazy. Those are working very, very well. And, of course, there's the old standby straight, just small, like number 6 hook, 4 hook, whatever, golden color with the smallest minnow in the pail about 4 inches off bottom. We were marking fish as much as 2 to 6 feet thick of fish, the pods that come through. It seemed like the way that they were catching them was bounce, bounce, bounce on the buckshot and then pull it up through all the fish and try to get one to chase you. If you can get them to chase you, bring it up about 1.5, 2 feet, stopping the MO on that has been they've been coming up and just crushing it.
Huh.
So,
cool.
So
the pressure ridge quickly, is there still open water? Not that you want to go near it anyway. You don't want to go anywhere near any pressure ridge, but is there still like lapping waves of water out there or what?
No, none of that. That has frozen over, and I just don't know how much ice has accumulated on that.
I got you.
There's no open water that I have seen. I have driven near it, up to it. I'll tell you, we did put an ice house fairly near to it, and we got a phone call on Monday afternoon about it, and they said, could you please come get your ice house? There's 3 inches of water on the floor.
Oh, geez. Okay,
So, just kind of stay away from it, and we really shouldn't have put one that close anyways, but you know, we were living on the edge, as Bon Jovi said.
Yeah. Jeff Katzer, our guest on Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning. We will take our first break of the program. When we return, we'll talk some more fishing. We'll talk whatever comes up. I'm in a very loosey-goosey mood. I'm getting to the Christmas holiday spirit right now, so I'm going to be honest with you folks. I'm not exactly grinding away on this Saturday morning, so we'll just have some fun with Jeff over the next 45 minutes or so. This is the Mighty 790. Dramatic pause. KFGO. It's a good thing.